Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe devoted his first major speech since disputed elections were held 3 weeks ago to denouncing whites and former colonial ruler Britain. Meanwhile, South African dock workers are refusing to unload a shipment of arms from China destined for Zimbabwe. The South African Transport and Allied Workers Union said it did not agree with the position of the government not to intervene. We spoke to the press officer for the London-based Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, who says that despite the criticism, many countries don't view the crisis in Zimbabwe as a top priority.
Well, I think most of the world doesn't particularly care either way. If you go to Asia, they've hardly ever heard of Zimbabwe. You go to South America, there's no interest at all. There's a small group of countries which are concerned, yes, in Europe, North America, Australia. Now, these countries are worried about it, but most of the world, it's a very small business indeed. I don't think that they grasp the importance of the situation in Zimbabwe. Let me outline why I think Zimbabwe is important. It's because it is a viable country which is being reduced to poverty. It has shown that the economy can offer a lot to the world. It can help to feed Africa. And instead, it's being reduced to starvation and